On the latest episode of This Week in Milton, we're joined by Regional Counselor for Ward 4, Zeeshan Hamid. Zee, thank you for joining us today. Let's start off with schools. The Halton District School Board just announced that they're delaying the school year opening until September 14th. What are your thoughts on schools reopening?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've had conversation with a number of school board trustees, not just in Halton, but other areas as well. And honestly, they themselves are pretty confused on what the right way forward should be. Parents are still in this issue. They're parents who can't wait to send their kids back to school, and the parents who think it should be online only, and then the parents who want a hybrid. So I certainly wouldn't want to be in their position. It's a tough decision. I think no matter what they do, there will be some praise and some criticism. So let's hope they figure the right way forward.
I know this could be a bit of a personal question, but what are your plans for your children as the school year approaches?
No, actually, I don't mind sharing it. So I have one son in elementary school and two sons in high school. I'm actually going to try sending them back in person as much as, you know, is allowed to. And then we'll play by ear and see what happens.
I think that's a shared sentiment between parents. They're mostly taking a wait and see approach. But let's move on to Milton Town Council. Two motions were approved that would allow about 1,600 homes to be developed in Milton. What were your thoughts on that motion?
Yeah, these applications are planned. And they're both part of Boyne Survey, which is slated for 50,000 new residents. And if you notice, Louis Soleroy expansion is almost done to four lanes through and through. Britannia Road expansion has already started all the way from Tremaine to Trafalgar. So we've already planned these homes, and now infrastructure is getting built. In fact, one of the complaints we're getting from people is that there's too much construction happening right now, which is a good change, actually, because, you know, a few years ago, the main issue was that there wasn't enough infrastructure development, and now we're hearing there's too much because we're trying to catch up. So in terms of these 1,600 homes, it's just one of the developments as part of that. You'll see a lot more of those, but they're all well-planned. The one area of concern I do have is schools, because that's provincial. We don't have any say or control over it. And unfortunately, the way the province works is that every time a new development happens, we pretty much have to lobby the province for more schools and more schools. We've actually looked at halting development until the province catches up, but unfortunately, the province won't let us do that either. So we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Staying with the theme of construction and development, there is more stuff being done at Bronte and Main. What can you tell us about that, and what have you heard from residents?
Yeah, so that's an application that came up some time ago. It's going through the technical report process, and it will come up for approval soon. It seems like there are a lot of residents in the area that are opposed to it for various different reasons. Some valid and some not so valid, honestly. But ultimately, there's a feeling that everything close to the old downtown core of Milton, and technically speaking, this is kind of at the edge of it, right next to train track, but still it's visible from there. And there's a feeling that we have to protect the views as well and control the height. So that's something we need to look at. I and other councillors are getting a lot of petitions on it. So we're going through all the emails we're getting. We're going through the petitions, and we're working with developer and staff just to see how much control we have and what the right thing to do is. That is fair to all parties.
Again, joined by Regional Councillor for Ward 4, Zeeshan Hamid. Zee, anything else you want to add or anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, one more thing that I think is moving a lot slower than a lot of people would like is the mature neighborhood study. That's where we're looking at one concern that we've gotten from character neighborhoods and, you know, old neighborhoods where homes are built in a different style is that sometimes people purchase those homes and there might be a neighborhood of single-story bungalows, and people will purchase them and build massive three-story homes that don't really fit in the neighborhood. And so we're trying to figure out how to balance that. Again, it's the same thing, right? How do we balance the rights of somebody who just purchased a home and want to redo it versus maintaining a similar look and feel so it doesn't actually stick out too much. So we're trying to balance that out. And I understand the concerns on both sides, and I understand the concerns of residents who feel that things are moving really slowly and should move a lot faster. But like I said, when it comes to legal issues and everything else, we want to make sure we do things right instead of doing things fast.
There is that old saying, measure twice, cut once. Am I right?
Exactly, exactly. Otherwise, we'll spend up a lot of time in courts fighting battles after the fact.
Exactly, and I think I share everyone's sentiment when I say we want to avoid court as much as possible. Thanks again, Z, for joining us today. Make sure you check out the entire interview if you're just hopping on right now at miltonnow.ca.
Sounds good, man. Thanks for the opportunity. It's always a pleasure.